The battlefields in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region has calmed in recent days, with Daesh launching fewer attacks on the Peshmerga forces. There has been a noticeable difference in the latest offensive by the terrorists. For the second time in a week, Peshmerga commanders have reported the use of chemical agents in clashes with the Kurdish fighters.
ISIL has been trying to destroy the Peshmerga. Our will is stronger than their chemical weapons. They are trying to scare us with these weapons because they have failed with their offensive against Peshmerga.
On Saturday, Daesh targeted Peshmerga trenches with a bad substance inside Katyusha rockets on the Tel Saqof front, 30 kilometers north of Mosul. The chemicals only caused eye irritation and skin damage. But last Tuesday, here in the Sultan Abdullah front in the Mahmur region, several Kurdish fighters were treated for severe burns caused by mortar shell attack that contained the internationally banned mustard gas.
This is where one of ISIL's mortars fell. Some of my colleagues' arms and chest were burned even though they weren't hit directly. We rushed them to hospital and they are still recovering.
For the fighters here, it doesn't matter what ISIL throw at them. This post has to remain under their control. Otherwise, Erbil will fall, since it's only 40 kilometers away from the Mahmur front. Being the last line of defense against ISIL, these Peshmerga fighters have proved that the threats by the terrorists will not discourage them, and they will remain determined in the battle against the Takfiri group. Ali Mousawi, Press TV, from the Mahmur front.